course, we never did have a horse, but my grandfather had plenty of horses, so he'd raise them.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Some of the prettiest horses. Of course, I think a horse is a pretty animal anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did he ride too?
I don't know what. No, ma'am, he did not ride a horse. But I know, but he used them to tend his farm. It's because I never known him to have a mule on his farm. All of his animals, and that night was horses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see. What kind of a noise would you say a horse?
Well, they graze.
That's a loud noise.
Yeah, that's a loud noise, and then they do a lot of whickering.
Uh-huh. That's just a little quiet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What about a cow?
Well, they lose.
How about a calf? If cries for its mother.
Well, they will, but I can't give you the right word that I would like to.
Blat? Have you heard anybody say that?
What?
The calf would blat or something?
But, no, that's the bleating. That comes from another one.
Hmm.
Well, I can't answer that.
Okay. Well, how about different kinds of sacks that you would have to carry things around?
Well, but I don't see any of them now. It used to be the burlap bags, and then there used to be meal bags, and flour bags, rice bags, and paper bag.
Do they have any term for the burlap bags? They call it something else?
Well, a lot of times we call them the fertilizer bags because that's about what all our fertilizers brought in at that time until they went to using those heavy white bags with fertilizer.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Do people ever call it a croaker sack or something?
Yes, ma'am, croaker sack. That was the first thing I knew it was, I reckon.
All right. And how about to wash your dishes? What kind of cloth or something would you use?
Well, when I become of age and decide to wash dishes, the cloth that we use, most likely it was flour, a flour bag, or the flour and cloth bags, and it was absorbent and soft, and that's the kind we use. And then there was a plant that we could grow, they called it the rag plant or something like that. And it would grow kind of like a cantaloupe or something other, but it would get dry, and you could take in it, and it would make a good washcloth for dishes and things.
Huh.
It sure would.
With the leaves of it or something?
No, ma'am, not the leaves. It would grow kind of like a cantaloupe, and be about that long or longer, and you split it in half, take the seed out, and let it dry out, and make you a good cloth.
From the rye nut.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
Huh. How about that?
Oh, we did a lot of things.
Did you use the same ones to dry the dishes as to wash them?
Well, we'd wash them mostly with that and dry them with our flour bags.
Mm-hmm.
Like that for our dish towel, you know, to dry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.